This is IGN.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Xbox's gaming segment gets another boost thanks to Activision Blizzard. It's Monday, April 29th, and this is IGN News. Microsoft's gaming revenue climbed significantly year over year, according to its Q3 earnings report. But the massive jump in takings is deceptive. Most of it is just reflective of the addition of Activision Blizzard and King. For the third quarter of fiscal year 2024, Microsoft reported gaming revenue up 51% year over year, or $1.8 billion, to a total of $5.45 billion. It's a record Q3 for the segment, but it comes with a caveat. 55 points of that net impact were from the Activision Blizzard acquisition, meaning that Xbox content and services revenue not related to Activision Blizzard was actually down 4% year over year. We saw a similar situation last quarter too, and we'll almost certainly see it again in the next two. Xbox content and services revenue is in a similar boat. It's up 62% year over year, but with 61 points of net impact from Activision Blizzard, meaning it's only up 1%. And hardware revenue, which wasn't touched by the acquisition, is down 31% due to fewer consoles sold. There are a number of other nuggets in Microsoft's 10Q that highlight how Activision Blizzard is impacting the gaming division and the company as a whole. Operating expenses, for instance, were up $1.3 billion or 41% year over year last quarter for the more personal computing division, of which gaming is a part, 43 points of which came from the acquisition. And research and development expenses in particular are up, $669 million to be precise. That's up 10% year over year for the more personal computing last quarter, 9 points of which were from Activision Blizzard. Sales and marketing expenses, too, were up meaningfully from the acquisition, as were general and administrative expenses. It's expensive to buy another big company, even beyond the $69 billion Microsoft paid for it in the first place. The real value of Activision Blizzard to Microsoft will ultimately remain to be seen in the coming years, when we can look at gaming revenue in future quarters compared to this one, and see if Xbox was able to capitalize on its expensive purchase. In the earnings call, Xbox projected a very similar quarter ahead, with gaming sales growth in the low to mid-40s for Q4, with around 50 points of net impact from Activision Blizzard. Similarly, Xbox content and services growth is expected to be in the high 50s, with around 60 points of net impact from Activision Blizzard, and hardware is once again expected to decline year over year. Meanwhile, Blizzard announced it would not be holding BlizzCon in 2024, a decision that comes not long after a series of Xbox-wide cost-cutting measures that led to the layoffs of 1,900 people. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and console updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.